Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has to be, by far, one of the funniest headlines that I think I have read regarding BlackRock. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't think you guys would be too interested over the deep dive that we've been doing on BlackRock lately, but it seems like you guys thoroughly enjoy it, so please make sure to like the video. But we're discussing how BlackRock's Larry Fink, aka the CEO of the company, has apparently tripled their spending on security for this one man, all because of supposed anti-woke backlash.
You know, what is that actually happened?
Of course it happened. I think this is a reflection of how, like,
now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's pretty damn funny because this is Larry Fink, right? This is the man who is all for forcing you to enact social change. This is the man who is all for forcing ideologies on people that don't want to believe them organically, don't want to see them organically, don't actively want to look for that kind of stuff, and yet he is the one that loves to force it. And we just got off of a video talking about Larry Fink's CEO earnings call, right? When he was going over the actual earnings call with investors and whatnot and talking about how people are trying to make BlackRock into a political company. We are the ones. That's a conspiracy right now, right? We are the ones that are trying to make BlackRock into a political company. This is the same company that actively pushes ESG on everything that they invest in. They have requirements for their funding, and the requirements for their funding is that these companies actively pursue ESG and showcase examples of how they are doing so. Otherwise, guess what happens? Their investments get cut. So let's get into this article, guys, from Financial Times. But of course, before we do, if you are new here, just consider hitting that subscribe button. I would greatly appreciate it and like the video to push us out into that YouTube algorithm. It has a headline that reads, BlackRock steps up security for Larry Fink after anti-woke backlash. Asset manager CEO has become a popular target for criticism over its ESG investing stance. Now, of course, the CEO of BlackRock is going to be the one who is probably going to get the most backlash. Why would that be? Well, quite frankly, he is the face of the company. Larry Fink is the actual face of the company, even though he may not be the ultimate person there. If you want to have conspiracies about who really controls BlackRock, at the end of the day, Larry Fink is the CEO of BlackRock, and thus he is going to get most of people's ire, right? Like, he's going to be the target of people's ire every single time because he's the face of the company. So let's not pretend like this is something new. This happens to all CEOs of many different companies that screw over their fan bases and actively try to enact ridiculous ESG nonsense. It says BlackRock more than tripled its spending on home security for Larry Fink last year after the asset manager's chair and chief executive became a target for anti-woke activists and conspiracy theorists. Yeah, because we're the conspiracy theorists, right? We're the ones who are making everything political. Not you, not the one that has ESG requirements, not the one that has social change literally required for their funding, not the one that is trying to use money as some sort of a bribe or, on second thought, extortion against companies once they actively invest in them. Yeah, no, it's not you. You're definitely not the ones making things political. It's us, the ones who are talking about literally what you do every day. You're the ones that are not political, and we are. It's ridiculous. The $10.5 trillion money manager paid $563,513 to upgrade the home security systems at Fink's residences during 2023, on top of $216,837 of protection by bodyguards, according to BlackRock's disclosure of executive compensation in its proxy filed earlier this month. So they spent two-thirds of $1 million upgrading Larry Fink's security, both in person and the actual security systems. They spent double on the security systems than they actually did on bodyguards. It is insane the amount of money that they're spending trying to protect this man. And protect him from what? I don't really know. I think it's all bullshit at the end of the day. This is a company that's worth a $10+ trillion and has an assets worth of $10+ trillion. And they're spending what? Pennies for them? This is nothing. This is literally just show. This is fodder to make Larry Fink feel safer and to push the narrative that anti-woke people are the bad guys. Anti-woke people are coming after Larry Fink. It's ridiculous. The 71-year-old head of the world's largest money manager has been singled out by conservatives and fringe groups as part of a backlash against BlackRock's use of investing based on environmental, social, and governance factors. Yeah, because every person who hates Larry Fink or hates what ESG is doing has to be a conservative, right? There's no way they could be anything else. According to Financial Times, or whoever wrote this from Financial Times, they live in a world of black and white. So if you disagree with Larry Fink, that automatically makes you a conservative. That automatically makes makes you alt-right, that automatically makes you whatever. They have this view of black and white. There is no nuance here. There is no gray area here. They think that if you are against this stuff, you are completely on one side of the aisle, and there's no such thing as an in-between. Then it says BlackRock was repeatedly referenced in the primary section election debate between Donald Trump's rivals for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Vivek Ramaswamy, one of the candidates, called Fink the king of the woke industrial complex and the ESG movement. I mean, is that wrong? Is that wrong? Like, this is BlackRock is the top tier ESG funding company right now. They are literally the ones who, if you want ESG money, you're probably going to go to them first, and they will be most likely to invest in you so long as you hit whatever check boxes are required by them as a company. So yeah, calling him the king of the woke industrial complex, that's not too out of reach. That's not too ridiculous to say. That's actually pretty much on the nose, especially when he threw in the ESG movement part. It says Fink said at the time that debate references were a sad commentary on the state of American politics. BlackRock's offices have also been targeted for periodic protests by climate activists who say it has not done enough to promote decarbonization. Wait, timeout. So anybody who's against BlackRock and ESG funding has to be a conservative, right? Has to be alt-right. And yet you just admitted in the same exact article that you have leftist lunatics protesting outside of BlackRock's offices because they're not doing enough, right? Like, the ESG stuff and all the woke shit that BlackRock is pushing is just not enough. It's never going to be enough. You're still always going to have hardcore leftists outside of your offices protesting you. But you never really want to mention that. You literally just said everybody's a conservative who disagrees with you, and now you're talking about leftists protesting outside your building. It says in 2022, the asset manager set up personal security plans for Fink and BlackRock president Robert Capito following a report by Security Group. The company said that security services were in the interest of the company and its shareholders due to the critical value the pair provides. BlackRock is not the only U.S. company to step up security during spending on its chief executive. Disney chief Bob Iger's 2023 compensation package, including $1.2 million in costs for security services and equipment. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. The entertainment group said in a filing earlier this year that was an increase from $830,000 the previous year. Iger returned to the chief executive role in November of 2022 at a time when Disney was being heavily criticized for being too woke. So again, they're trying to up security, and it must be amazing that these companies that are all for defunding the police are the first ones to say, oh, we're getting some criticism? Yeah, let's spend millions of dollars on security right now because we have that option. We have that luxury. These poor people who we're telling to defund the police to, yeah, they don't have that private security option, but that's okay. Let the purge begin and let them figure it out for themselves. But us, we're always going to be protected. We're always going to make sure we have enough money to defend ourselves, even though we're taking that money away from regular people. Then it says pharmaceutical groups, Pfizer and Moderna, which both have faced criticism from fringe groups over the COVID-19 vaccines, have also spent heavily on security for their CEOs last year. And that makes a lot of sense, considering what you did to the world and considering that this was all just one big massive scheme to try to garner money, it seems like. That's how it looks like anyway. I'm not surprised that you are protecting your CEOs, to be honest with you. J.P. Morgan chief executive Jamie Dimon also received $150,000 for the cost of residential, personal travel, and related security during 2023, a nearly fourfold increase on the previous year. The lender said the latest figure included one-time expenditures related to system installations and upgrades. So all of these people, all these woke-ass CEOs are all getting massive amounts of money to utilize by the company to upgrade security systems in their homes and their private residences. They are getting an ungodly amount of money to do this, and yet everybody else has to fend for themselves, right? So these woke CEOs could do whatever the fuck they want, and they will receive no issue from it, and yet everybody else has to deal with the fallout of their actions. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. I hope you did enjoy it, and if you did, consider leaving me a subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. If I get to like the video, comment, let me know what you thought, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Hypnotic out.